Let's Talk Turkey to Japan. Radio station KPO, in connection with NBC's War Bond Day, brings you a special program. Thank you, America. With George Mardikian, Rudy Vallee, Tony Freeman, and the KPO Orchestra. Thanksgiving Day, set aside in colonial days as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of freedom. To most American youngsters, Thanksgiving has always meant Turkey Day. And today, when those same youngsters are fighting on far-flung battlefronts to preserve that freedom, how better can we show our Thanksgiving than by enlisting our dollars to talk turkey to Japan? In this program, transcribed yesterday for presentation this morning, we bring you two fellow Americans, one native-born, the other a man who dates his real birth from the year 1922, when he first beheld the Statue of Liberty after fleeing from a land oppressed and enslaved. These two friends, Rudy Vallee and George Mardikian, have just come to our studios from the annual Thanksgiving dinner for war-wounded servicemen held at Omar Khayyam's restaurant here in San Francisco. Ladies and gentlemen, we present a man who really knows how to talk turkey and to serve it, too. George Mardikian, world-famous chef, great humanitarian, and great American.
Who has more reasons to thank America than an Armenian who has come to this land exactly 22 years ago without the knowledge of English and without any money? Here in that 22 years' time, I have been able to accomplish something that I'm very proud of. Not because the big amount of money that I have been able to make, but the amount of friends, the kindness that I have seen that the Americans have shown to me. There is nothing in the world that has given me a greater pride than the fact that you, the people of America, have given me the right to call myself also an American. That is something that is far more than any amount of money that I have been able to make. And that is the reason that I feel that every one of us, whether born in this country or born on the other side, who call himself an American, must feel that we have reasons. We have, and we must thank America for being so wonderful to us, for giving to the world a land such as ours, this beautiful country of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go on and telling you all about the wonderful things that this country of ours has to offer to people from every walk of life. But I'm not going to, because I have a very important and very dear friend of mine whom I want you to meet. A man who has done so much by uplifting others, giving them the opportunities that they have deserved. And that man is none other than one of the great personalities of America. He is not only a great man on the radio and a great man on the screen or stage, but he's a great person with a great heart. That man, ladies and gentlemen, is my very cherished friend, Rudy Vallee, who came all the way from Hollywood to entertain our wounded boys. And I take pleasure in introducing to you my very dear friend, Rudy Vallee.
George, I wish my reasons for gratitude to America were as unselfish and altruistic as yours. I'm afraid they're a little more personal. From Maine and Vermont, my youthful birthplaces and place of living, I got my good health and all the things that a boy gets in his youth. And from New York and radio in 1927, when I found radio ready for apparently the simple formula that I had to offer it, came a fame and a glory that has lasted for a great many years and for which I'm deeply grateful. I'm afraid all I can say that I gave in return is at least to tickle the risibilities and the funny bones of radio listeners, to bring them maybe a bit of dramatic and music and human warmth through the air, and if I have done that, I am deeply grateful to America for giving me the fame and fortune that have been mine.
Well, Rudy, if you only know how much joy you have given to all of America, and the joy that you gave this afternoon to over 225 of our wonderful youth, wounded boys, that was the greatest thing anybody wants to accomplish, and you have done so. I'm proud to call you my friend. Now, I tell you, Rudy, you have been an inspiration to me, and one of those inspirations has been the cause that just recently, about 2 weeks ago, I gave a donation of $10,000 to the Armenian Relief Corps. Now, this is very funny that an American citizen should give $10,000 to an Armenian organization. I'll tell you the reasons why I gave that. With the specific understanding that Armenian Relief Corps would invest that $10,000 into war bonds, because I feel that my country needs that money, and that must be used for the purchase of war bonds.
In Armenia?
In Armenia. And those war bonds will bring in at least $250 every year as an interest. And that interest should be applied as a scholarship for the best student in the college in Lebanon, the Armenian Junior College, where that boy, this is a specific understanding with the Relief Corps and myself, that boy must learn English while he's studying his work in the school. And then when he graduates with that scholarship, I will bring that boy to America with all his expenses paid, and I will stand all his expenses amounting to $1,500 a year for one pure purpose, that man must learn Americana. He must learn our ways, how this country was built, and how wonderful this land is. And after he graduates from one of our colleges here in America, he must return back where he came from. By that, I feel that he will go back to his native land, and he will tell people what a wonderful country this is to live in, and what a wonderful democracy this is to be in. And that is my objective. And that's the way I feel that someday I hope that every other person that are in my position should do their utmost to give their birthplace, students from their birthplace, to bring them to America and show them our American way and sending them back. I feel that way we will be able to do something nice that is worthwhile. Now, Rudy, I can go on talking all the time, but will you please give me your idea? What did you think of our boys this afternoon?
It's the old trite phrase, but it's the honest one that I can use at this moment, that the boys thrilled me as I hope we pleased them. And it was a wonderful sight, something I'll never forget, George.
Well, Rudy, you were so wonderful, and it's such a great satisfaction to see those boys of ours who have given everything to enjoy themselves. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It is my privilege, George.
For doing that. I tell you, there are so many reasons to be thankful for, and one of the most important reasons is that when I first came to America, I'll never forget the first time I read those words graven in the lasting marble on the base of the Statue of Liberty. Those words are graven in my heart. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Yes, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. Words of hope to the oppressed the world over. Words expressing the spirit of America, land of freedom. Earlier in this program, my good friend George Mardikian told you what those words mean to a man coming to this country from a foreign shore. He has told you what they mean to him as an American. And at the annual Thanksgiving dinner at Omar Khayyam's restaurant, I couldn't help thinking of the debt we owe to our fellow Americans who are fighting to keep that spirit of America burning. Fighting so that for all time that noble lady in stone in New York Harbor may raise her lamp beside the golden door. Someday soon, we hope our soldiers now in Europe will be sailing into that harbor. They will see the Statue of Liberty in the early morning mists. And grim fighting men though they are, there'll be many a tear on their rugged faces. But friends, we all know that this war will not be over until every American fighting man can lay down his arms and come home. And we all know that that can't. Jap soldier is defeated. The one sure way of crushing the Japs is to give our men the ships and guns, tanks and planes they must have for total victory. And that's where you come in, right now. America's sixth war loan drive is on, as if you didn't know. The war bonds you buy now will help crush the Japs, will help break the Siegfried line, will bring our fighting men home sooner. Is there anything to prevent you from buying at least one extra $100 war bond? For $75 invested, back come $100 at maturity, without the worry, the sleepless nights, the grief, the attendant miseries that attend most investments. No shrinkage. It's always there when you need it. Someday when you need it most badly. $100 back for every $75 put in. Right now, today, Turkey Day. Let's talk turkey to Japan.
Radio station KPO, in connection with NBC's War Bond Day, has brought you by transcription a special program, Thank You, America, with George Mardikian, Rudy Valley, and Tony Freeman of the KPO Orchestra. Thank You, America, came to you from San Francisco's Radio City.